If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
5 seconds to Sharp, top of the key, lost the dribble, he's got to pick it up, it's scooped up by Condon, Condon secures it, and Florida found a way, from 12 down to the school's third national championship in men's basketball, 65-63, the final, the Florida Gators are the national champions once again.
Good morning, DFW. That is Westwood One with the call on a crazy, crazy finish in the NCAA tournament and the final game, the natty for March Madness as Florida wins and they beat Houston 65-63. I hate to even say they won. I hate to even say that. You can't trail for 39 minutes. Doesn't sit right with my pH balance of life. I don't need the final score to know Houston was the better team.
Houston was better yesterday, and they
this is what I hate. I rooted for Florida. I bet on Florida, but I hate this because the better team didn't win, and that throws me off. My whole week is now ruined.
Yeah, this was an instance of Houston playing better. This was Houston had actually managed to do yesterday what you thought was going to be pretty difficult, which is they forced Florida to play their game. Like they were able to slow them down. Boy, Vegas is good.
Yeah, they are.
What was a point and a half and then 140 on the over-under?
It finally settled at one.
Did it settle at one?
So last night, right before the game, I waited until about 5 minutes before tip-off, and I just took Florida money line because it was at one. So there's no point, right? I just hit the money line. Same. The juice was the same. Essentially the same. It was 105 to 110. So I was like, all right, I'll just lay the extra juice. And I was like, I'll just take the money line because what if they win by one? Then you push. So I was in a tough spot either way because, you know, the whole game I was losing. But the over-under was at 140, and this thing ended at, what, 128? So you know, they were kind of off there, but they didn't expect Walter Clayton to do nothing. They did a great job on him throughout the entire game.
Well,
until the very end.
We think about it. Yeah, that's low. They were off by 12, but that's a couple made extra baskets. So in general, I think they were right around what the pace of the game was going to be and how this was going to end up. But I mean, man, I do feel bad for Houston.
And I feel bad for Kelvin, man.
This is where, gosh, look at this. The Florida second half deficits, 12 to Houston, 9 to Auburn, 10 to Texas Tech. I think they should have beat Auburn. Like them winning that game against Auburn, I think that's fair. There were three games in this run that Florida should have lost.
They should have lost UConn. They should have lost to Tech. They should have lost those.
Houston, Tech, UConn, they should have lost those games. And I don't know the last time we watched a tournament where it's like, man, this is one of the best teams in the tournament, and yet we walk away from it going like, they shouldn't have won. You picked them from the very beginning.
Yeah.
And you're going, they shouldn't have won. There were several stops along the way where they should. Dan Hurley was right. I hope they don't do you like that too, Houston.
Well, I mean, the refs were awful the second half. They completely stopped that game down. They had four first half fouls, and what did they call in the second half? 30.
It was
26 or 30 in the second half. It was an insane number. Like just the worst officiated game, and I don't think they were on anybody's side. I don't think they were like bad in either way. But it was just, you can't stop the flow of the game like that. Houston forgot how to play offense down the stretch.
Which has happened a couple times.
It's happened. But how do you not get a shot off?
Yeah. That's the biggest problem. Because there was, how much time was left on the clock when they inbounded?
Oh, they just started too late. There was like 26 seconds left.
Yeah.
They were like, it was down to 10, 12 seconds. They're like, guys, you got to go here, man. You got to go.
It's just, it's disappointing for them. Because they were just, Houston was so much better, I felt like, throughout this game. I thought Houston was better throughout the tournament. Houston played better pretty much consistently. When you look at the run, who had a better, more consistent, championship-worthy run to the title? It was Houston.
Yeah, I mean, they played well against, I mean, the closest game they had was Purdue.
The Duke game.
Well, I mean, get to the Final Four.
Sure, yeah.
Was the Purdue game, and they beat Tennessee pretty good. They beat Gonzaga.
Handled Gonzaga. They were up 12, basically, the whole game.
And, you know, like they played a really solid tournament. And look, I mean, Florida played great when it mattered in the tournament. They kind of sleptwalked through a lot of it. But you've got to feel disgusted this morning. If you are a Houston fan, you got to feel disgusted. If you bet on Houston, you've got to feel disgusted today.
You know who's really at fault for this, though?
Peyton Russell?
No. We will get to Peyton here in just a second. Sean.
What?
So, yesterday I tweeted.
Oh, did he do a game blouses tweet?
No. But I tweeted, heading for the absolute best outcome. Peyton and RJ both have to host, and I ultimately win the bracket. And I put that up there. So, technically, you could say that I jinxed it.
Yeah.
But it literally did not start to turn in the game until Sean retweeted it.
Oh,
and when Sean retweeted it, Sean came back around and was trying to say, you shinxed it. And it's like, no, you shinxed it, Sean. You retweeted it. And that's what caused the issue. But now we are set up for the Peyton Russell solo hosting.
Here we go, baby.
I cannot believe this ended up being the final result.
That
if you would have asked me,
Chalky McChalkerson over here.
Exactly. If you would have asked me 2 weeks ago if Peyton Russell was going to be the one who ended up losing this tournament, I would have said, probably not. Not going to happen. But he trusted too much in a few different things. One, he trusted too much in Rick Pitino and his choking ass with St. John's.
Mm.
And he trusted too much in Auburn being better than Florida. And that was a bad call. But other than that, Peyton, have you figured out how you're going to approach things, what you want to do yet? Is it going to be very sports heavy? Is it going to be bit heavy? Is it going to be sports with a bit twist? What are you going to do?
It's going to be whatever I think about. I'll have about a week to brainstorm things. I thought about just reading our group text for 2 segments straight.
Well, you got to get Choppy's approval, and you got to have a member of the notary public, and you got to have a judge there.
Before six, so, you know, we'll be fine.
That's true.
Yeah.
Safe harbor. I think I have to make it funny. You know, I can come in here and try and be sportsy and stuff. Plus, I mean, my luck, I'd steal the 6 o'clock, you know, segment, and then Sean would kill me.
Well,
you know, because I'd spoil everything, or I'd just go through his run sheet or something.
Let us know on the fan text, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. Because Peyton lost, next week he will have to host one day from 5:30 to 6. It'll be like a throwback day. Let us know what you want from Peyton. Do you want to hear sports Peyton, like his sports takes, or do you want him to do bits, or how do you want this to play out? Because Peyton's all ears. He's going to have to talk for, what did we figure it ended up being? You could, 19 minutes is the bare minimum you'll have to talk for?
Yeah, if I use all 2 minutes of audio, I don't know. It's like, because, like, I guess I could use audio, and I probably will use some, but I don't know. I don't know if I'll go up to the 2 minutes. But yeah, if I use the 2 minutes of audio, then you have commercial breaks. You know, yeah, you're about around 20 minutes total of talk time.
Okay.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think you can handle it. I think it'll be good. I'm excited for it. I'm excited to play it back like a McCarthy interview and then get Kevin Hagelin scorned. But overall, This is a good outcome, I think.
Yeah, it. I still feel like I'm so weird this morning. I know that Peyton, and I'm a little disappointed. I put all this legwork in. Mm-hmm. I had all this legwork. I was getting ready for my segment that I was going to do, my two segments. I still might do it.
You can still do it within the show.
I still might do it within the confines of the show, Peyton. So I'll work harder with you.
Oh.
I'll work harder
with
you.
Look at that.
I mean, look, all of Bobby's ChatGPT, you know, outcomes of RJ, you know, only has one outcome he can win, and it actually hit. So I'm blown away, but, you know, it was a fun tournament.
Do you reflect back on anything you did with your bracket that you're just like, shouldn't have done that? Like should you have not been so chalky?
Well, my first round, I was really good. I picked a lot of the 10-7 upsets. Mm. I picked all 6 over 11.
Of the 10s? You mean the one?
No, there were two. Arkansas and New Mexico.
Mexico.
I got both those right. I had BYU go on the Sweet 16. Like, a lot of those picks were genius.
Yeah, you did.
I had to pick all ones to go to the Final Four.
You did. You picked all ones and all ones and all twos.
No, I did not. I did not pick all ones.
You picked all ones to the Final Four. That's what you... No, what you did was you picked all ones and twos to the Elite Eight.
That's what it
and
was.
And I got one wrong out of that. Like, that was
I know,
a
that was
and
your
I
problem.
I got one wrong.
Yeah, because
that
it was chalk.
Yeah, that's just okay. You know.
But you know what? God came around with that big old chalk eraser on your blackboard,
yes,
and
he
wiped that ass off.
Yes,
I'll tell you what also got in the way here was, as we actually talked about the game that occurred, you know, Walter Clayton ends up, you know, being the
player,
the main star of what, you know, Florida's run was. But last night, Alex Condon was great.
He's very good. He had about 6 travels.
Somebody
needs to teach him the travel rule.
Somebody needs to teach the officials the travel rule.
Oh, yeah. You thought they were...
No, I mean, there were several times where I thought he traveled more.
I thought they had issues with the game. They just let stuff slide. Yeah,
the
officials, I didn't think were very good. Again, like, they completely ruined the flow of the game in the second half.
But if you want to talk about defensively, the way he played, especially down the stretch, he was great.
He was very good. He was very, very good. You know, Clayton made a couple of plays on the stretch like he had. He finally got the... I mean, he didn't take a shot attempt for about 16 straight minutes. Mm-hmm. They completely neutralized him. Their size was just too much for him. But, I mean, you'll never get this close, man. If you're out, Kelvin Sampson will never get this close to a title without winning one again. And this may be it. Like, this was his best chance.
Is he the one you feel the worst for in all of this? Is just.
Well, Kelvin Sampson. I hate to say, I don't care about the players. They're kids. They're 20 years old. I mean, you know, like they have their whole life ahead. He's been in college basketball. He's been a great in college basketball for 40 years. You know, like no, like it's not like I don't care about the players. It's just like, you know, a lot of these guys are going to go to the NBA or go play overseas or they'll come back to college. Like, I feel bad for them, but like Kelvin Sampson, I don't know that you barely know their names unless you follow college basketball. You don't know their names. So it's like, how can I feel bad for somebody I have no connection to? I got a connection to Kelvin Sampson. I've watched Kelvin Sampson teams for 25 years. It was at Oklahoma when he was at Indiana, when he went to, he was always insistent in the NBA. I mean, the guy was at Houston. He's been an all-time great coach. He is, you know, of the current generation of coaches that you know, I've seen in the, you know, 40 years I've been watching this. I mean, he's not on the Coach K level or the Dean Smith or the, you know, on that level.
Yeah, who
Roy
is
Williams.
Who would you say he is?
Well, I mean, look, I know Bill Self's got rings. I actually like Kelvin Sampson as much as Bill Self. But I mean, like, there's a ton of coaches out there that don't have championships that are really, really good coaches.
I'm trying to think of a...
Like, he's going to be Rick Barnes in that same conversation. Although Barnes never went to a championship. Went to a Final Four.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, like, a college football parallel that we could... You know who he might be? Is he Brian Kelly? Like, he's more likable than Brian Kelly.
I think he's better than Brian Kelly.
But is he college basketball Brian Kelly?
I think he's better than Brian Kelly.
Brian Kelly's a pretty good coach.
Brian Kelly is a pretty good coach.
He's an awful person.
Yeah, I think
he's a pretty good
coach. I think he's better than Brian Kelly. I don't know. I don't know who he is. That's a good question. Like, who would he compare best to? But he's an all-time great. That's all I know. The guy wins everywhere he goes.
I feel most bad for Hakeem. That's who I feel bad for. No, I, honestly,
because Houston was a nothing program, literally.
Yes,
for him to do that at Houston, which has a lot of students but no support other than Tillman, they got no support down there.
I didn't think I'd say it. You know, we don't like Houston sports very much, but see, as we've talked about, UH is different to me than the Astros or the Rockets, or even back in the day, the Oilers or whatever. This is. I was rooting for UH. I was hopeful for them, and I do feel bad for the UH fans, and you know, feel bad for Reggie Atitula this morning.
Here you go, Mark Few, Bruce Pearl,
okay,
Bob Huggins.
He's the best.
Barnes. I mean,
those are the kind of names that he's along with.
Yeah, like those are the four or five names who guys are just surefire Hall of Famers that just don't have a title.
Rick Majerus.
Good one. So there you go. Florida wins, and Peyton is going to be in here at 5:30 in the morning one day next week. The Rangers have got to start helping out their pitchers with the bats. It's next on The Fan.